Okay. It is Friday, September 19th. Ooh, it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day, 2008. The topic tonight is going to be circles, crop circles and stone circles, which of course are not literally circles necessarily. A lot of times they're ovals, spirals, or just a few stones clumped together in the case of stone circles. And crop circles, of course, are all kinds of shapes now. They've gotten increasingly more complex as the years have passed. The vast majority of crop circles appear in England for some reason, but they do appear all over the world. We've even had some here in California, over in Sacramento. I've done a little bit of research on both, actually a fair amount. I've read a lot of books on stone circles, especially, and I have read up a lot on crop circles. One of the things that I was skeptical about was whether they were hoaxed or not. But there's plenty of evidence now that yes, some of them are hoaxed, but no, there are a large number that are not. And there are a number of specific characteristics that make the difference, including one where they have incontrovertible evidence that there wasn't one, and then 15 minutes later there was one, and there's no possible, in broad daylight, and there's no possible way any human being could have, even a group of human beings, could have made that crop circle in that amount of time. Another thing that distinguishes the hoaxed crop circles from the real ones are that the real ones have very precise mathematical alignments and principles, and in fact they have discovered some new geometric principles by studying crop circles, whereas even the complex hoaxed ones are off. The lines don't quite match up and things like that, and take, of course, a great amount of time to create even so. There are differences in the plants that very often with crop circles, when the plants, they're bent over, but they're still alive, whereas they're very evenly bent over. Whereas the hoaxed ones are just plain trampled and broken, nothing grows, and there are certain magnetic and chemical changes that they notice. People have noticed, taking the plants and studying them, have noticed various differences and changes among them. There's a lot of material, so if anyone is interested, there are many good books out there on crop circles, many websites, etc., and I just invite people to go investigate it themselves and make up their own mind. As far as stone circles, there's a lot less controversy about them because we know they're there, and they've been around for thousands of years. They haven't just suddenly mysteriously started appearing, and there's no argument about them being hoaxed, for example, because we have historical records going back for quite a long time on some of these stone circles where people recorded them, wrote about them, and so on. And besides, it would be really hard to hoax some of these things because they're like megaton blocks of stone. The controversy with the stone circles is more, if you even are going to say controversy, just debate, is what are they about? A large number of them have been studied and have been shown to be some kind of solar or lunar calendar to a certain extent. They're, I believe, although I'm not absolutely certain, that a certain solar lunar cycle was found by studying Stonehenge, but that's it might have been another stone circle. But they examined it and did discover that there was actually a periodicity, like an 11-year period and an 81-year period, etc., to some of the solar and lunar cycles that modern scientists hadn't noticed until they actually applied computers to the stone circles. So use as solar and lunar calendars is probable to like 99% probability, but what other uses they were for, whether there was something mystic about them, whether there was something mystic about their construction. There are myths, for example, of Stonehenge, where supposedly the stones were floated by sound or by singing from their quarry. They know where the blue stones and the Stonehenge came from. They came from a quarry, I think, hundreds of miles, maybe a couple hundred miles away. And that they are massive, and that is quite a feat. So those are all things we'll look at, hopefully, tonight, when I actually start channeling on it. Stone circles do appear. There are a vast number of them also in England, or I should say Great Britain. There are a large number on the north coast of Europe, between Great Britain and Europe. There are fewer elsewhere in the world. So again, both of them are associated with Great Britain to a large extent, and both of them have certain amounts of mystery to them. We are pretty sure that humans created the stone circles. We're pretty sure that humans are not creating the crop circles. But is there a connection between the two? Why are they both, the huge majority of them in Great Britain? And we have a question from an audience member who's never actually attended, but is a regular listener to these audio recordings, who has asked on this particular topic, is there a difference in philosophy between those who constructed the stone circles and those who constructed the Great Pyramids? So a little bit of a connection to Egypt there. So without any further ado, I will settle into channeling space and see what and who comes through. Good evening. I bet you guys are surprised. It's Athena. I am speaking first, and I'm speaking mostly about the stone circles. And then I believe that someone else will step in and speak about crop circles, although I also know about them. The reason why I am speaking about stone circles is because there is actually a connection with ancient Greece. And of course, we all know that I was there, and I have a fair amount of information about that locale and era. The stone circles were in part a memory device, not in the sense of being used for remembering solar and lunar cycles, although they were indeed used for that, many of them, not all. But they were a memory device used by ancient peoples to try to make something that they felt would be as sturdy and durable as the mountains and the stones themselves. The reason why is because they still knew to a great extent, especially those in ancient Greece, who had perhaps the strongest oral and written history of what you